Friday night, October 25. We say good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders get set to do battle with the York Panthers in non-conference women's basketball play. This will be the season opener for both teams. The Dort College Defenders coming into the contest after a 16-15 record last season. They were 10-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while for the York Panthers, they were 5-25 and 4-12 in the MCAC last year. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Coming up, we will visit with Coach Craig Steensma about the matchup between these two teams and more or less a preview of the Dort College women's basketball team and what we can expect from the Defenders here in the season opener. We'll also take a closer look at the previous season's work for these two teams. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma as the Dort College Defender women's basketball team starts the 2013-14 season, taking on the York Panthers this evening. Non-conference basketball, and Coach, you've been going in practice for a little over a month now in terms of, or right at a month for your team. What have you found out about this unit as you prepare for your first game of the season?
Well, we have a lot of seniors, and they show great leadership, and that's just a nice thing to have with the senior group that we have. And we've also got some experienced underclassmen, that will help us hopefully tonight. So what we found out is, that hard work will hopefully pay off for us, and that we could be a very deep team, relying, not so much on one person, but hopefully relying on a lot of different people.
Talk about those seniors that you have coming back. Of course, Carolyn Dyke, your leading scorer from last year, but she's just one of several seniors that you have coming back. And we're not going to list them all by name because we're probably going to miss one of them along the way. But how does that affect those first couple weeks of preseason and as you prepare for the first game to have those seniors?
Well, hopefully, and I feel like we were ahead of where we've ever been because they understand what's at stake, and they know the deal, and they know how to practice hard, and they really were able to lead in practice and drills and after practice stuff. I commend Jessica and Danelle just taking really good roles with that in terms of the guard court. And then Elise, Jamie Cook, and Kara Van Dyke, as you mentioned, they're really solid post players, but they really, really lead by example and how hard they work and what they're able to do in practice and after practice for us.
Jasmine Skelhaus, regular for you last year. She's not going to be able to go this evening. How far out until she's able to play for you?
Yeah, she's probably about a week away from practicing yet, Mike. She had a torn meniscus and had surgery on that about 3 weeks ago, and so she is itching to get back, I guess I would put it, but she also knows that if she rushes it, it will take longer and she could have a setback. So she's learning and helping in practice and helping coach a little bit, and just is a very, very positive leader for us as well.
We talked about your seniors coming back. You've had an infusion of youth as well, some young players, a few that could press for some playing time.
Right. Kim Cruz is a freshman from Western Christian, and she'll play tonight for us in our rotation. She has done some really, really good things. She's very athletic and can shoot the ball really well, so we'll look for her to do some good things for us tonight. And then also Abby Chapman is another transfer for us that's a sophomore, and she really can shoot the ball, and we're looking forward to seeing what she can do in her first action as well tonight.
With this first game against York, their first game as well, you don't have a whole lot to go off of in terms of scouting. What do you do to prepare for a game like this?
Well, in the first game, they haven't played either, so you really have to just worry about yourself, prepare yourself, and play your game. And, we'll find out more about them as the game unfolds, and then we can make adjustments from there. But, it's different because they have a bunch of new players that they brought in, and, they're really athletic according to their coaches, so we don't know exactly what we'll see, but we'll have to try to just make adjustments on the fly.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about today's contest between the Dort College Defenders and the York Panthers. Let's take a closer look, first of all, at the York Panthers. This will be the season opener for the Panthers under Coach Matt Medol. They went 5-25 last season, 4-12 in the MCAC. Last year's team averaged a little over 57 points per game on offense and allowed 78 points while converting 33.4% of the shots it took from the field. Opponents converted 41.9% of the field goals they took and also made over 33% of their three-point attempts. York was out-rebounded 44.5 to 36.4 and turned the ball over 23 times per game. Sarah Lincoln scored 14.4 points per game and averaged 4.7 rebounds per contest. She has since graduated. Lincoln was a 74 for 218 three-point shooter. Marissa Mayer scored 9.2 points per game and took down a team-high 6.6 rebounds per contest. Courtney Swope added 8.2 points per game, with Alyssa Becker dishing out a team-high 3.3 assists per game. Lincoln was the only senior on that 12-13 roster. Dort College was 16-15 last season, finished 10-10 in the conference. Dort never won more than two games in a row and never lost more than three in a row on the way to that 16-15 mark. They lost seven games by single digits and lost the first three games of the season by a combined 14 points. The defenders averaged 68.6 points per outing and allowed 65 points per game while making 41.5% shooting, and they allowed opponents to convert 39.6%. The defenders had a 37-36 rebounding edge and got to the free throw line three more times per game than their opponents on average. Dort College converted 198 three-point shots and made 35.2% of their long shots attempted. Kara Van Dyke led the team with a 12.8 points per game average, and she took down a team-high 7.5 rebounds per game and earned all GPAC first-team honors. Kayla Brookeis averaged 12 points per game but will not be joining the team until the conclusion of the volleyball campaign. Elise Marish had a 9.7 points per game average and took down 4.9 rebounds. Jasmine Skelhaus tossed in 7 points per game during her freshman season, made 35.7% of her three-pointers. Danelle Bone, Jamie Cook, and Jessica Jelsma all appeared in at least 28 games, with Bone and Cook each averaging 5.7 points per game. Dort and York played in York last year. That's York, Nebraska, on November 24, 2012. Dort College won 81-39 after leading 46-24 at halftime. The defenders had a 55-26 rebounding advantage and took down 26 offensive rebounds, made 32.4% of the field goals. Van Dyke had 19 points and 10 rebounds. Skelhaus added 15. Kayla Brookeis was good for 10. Lincoln had 15 for the Panthers, and no one else had more than 8 as the hosts were plagued by 26 turnovers. Dort leads the series 6-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the York College Panthers, they'll start Alyssa Becker, a 5'6 senior from Axtell, Nebraska. She averaged 6 points per game last season. Corey Mingeris is a 5'6 junior from El Paso, Texas. She did not play last season. Number 23 is Doreen Lopez. She's a 5'11 junior from Compton, California. Number 24 is Marissa Mayher, a 5'9 senior from Edmond, Oklahoma. And number 32 is Taylor Runyon, a 5'10 junior from Atoka, Oklahoma. She averaged 5.9 points per game last season. Marissa Mayher averaged 9.2 points per outing. For the defenders, Danelle Bowen's a 5'7 senior from Sibley, Iowa. She wears number 15. She averaged 5.7 points per game. Emily Newman is a 5'11 sophomore from Maplewood, Minnesota. She averaged 5.7 points per game. Jessica Jelsma is a 5'8 senior from Hudsonville, Michigan. She averaged 2.6 points per game. Kara Van Dyke's a 6'2 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, actually Leota, Minnesota. She averaged a team high 12.8 points per game. And Elise Marish rounds out the starting lineup, 5'11 senior from Beersford, South Dakota, averaged a little over 9 points per game last season for the defenders. Dort College with a basketball, winning the opening tip. Emily Newman launches it from the left wing, misses everything. Rebound tapped and controlled by York. York and off and running with it. Up ahead it comes, and the ball poked away from behind by Emily Newman. Newman hands it off to Jessica Jelsma, and Jelsma turns it over. We are just underway. York with a basketball. Mingeris with it on the left wing. Mingeris guarded. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Three-pointer launched up and down. Three-point basket for Corey Mingeris. And they are on the scoreboard first, the York Panthers. A three-point basket, launching the three, answering is Danelle Bone. Danelle Bone with the three-point basket, and the North College defenders have tied it up at 3-3. 3-3-hour score. First half of today's contest just underway, just a little over a minute into the contest. York with the basketball, and traveling with the basketball is Doreen Lopez. Lopez, oh, they're going to call a charging foul. A charging foul whistled against Doreen Lopez. Lopez whistled for her first personal foul. That is team foul number one on the Panthers. And the North College defenders bring it back the other way. With the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma out front. Jelsma in between the circles. Passes right side. Bone. Bone. Ball fake. Looking for the pick and roll. Nothing there. Comes over to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Spins and she is stripped. Coming away with the basketball is Taylor Runyon. Runyon hands it off to Alyssa Becker. Becker with the basketball. Becker passes right side over to Mangeres. Mangeres with the basketball, looking right side, comes back over to Lopez. Lopez, runner with a left hand, missed it, no good. York College controls the rebound. Coming away with it is Jelsma. Jelsma stops, pops, 10-footer straight on, good. Jessica Jelsma with a two-point basket, and the York College defenders own a 5-3 lead. 5-3-hour score, York basketball. Marissa Maher, lob pass down low intended for Lopez, and it goes out of bounds, last touch by York. It will be York College basketball. York College with the basketball. Bringing it across the timeline is Jelsma. Jessica Jelsma looking left side, comes over to Newman. Newman on the wing. Newman picks up her dribble, comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma is fouled on the play, trying to get into the passing lane is Mangeres, and Mangeres. Mangeres whistled for the personal foul. Got to remember how those names are pronounced from earlier tonight. Got to get back into the flow of things as well. Newman passes over to Danelle Bone. Bone with it on the right side. Bone comes back over to Newman. Newman out front, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball on the right wing. Comes back over to Newman. Newman three, no good. Rebound cleared out by Doreen Lopez. Long pass into the front court. York comes away with it, and underneath a loose basket for Marissa Maher. Maher makes it 5-5. 5-5 our score, 17-26 remaining. They go over to Newman, Newman to Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front with it in between the circles. Van Dyke comes over left side over to Marish. Marish jumper from 12, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Runyon. Long pass into the front court. Running out with it is Maher. Maher down to the baseline. Nothing there. Looking for the trailer. Gets it away to Runyon. Runyon kick out pass. Comes back over to Becker. Becker feeds it off right side. Mangeres. Mangeres shot. Good. They're actually going to credit that one to Doreen Lopez. Beg your pardon. 7-5. North College is down two. Pass goes left side. Bone. Bone will let fly with a three. Too strong. No good. Rebound controlled by York. Panthers up and running with it. Long pass into the front court is thrown away, and a turnover by the Panthers. Panthers turn it over. North College with three new players into the contest. They are Abby Chapman, Robin Blount, and Kim Cruz. Kara Van Dyke stays on the floor along with Elise Marish. Kim Cruz with the basketball. She brings it up the right side. She's got it at the top of the key. Goes left side over to Blount. Robin Blount with the basketball back over to Chapman. Chapman straight on, nothing there. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke jumper from the wing, no good. Rebound taken away by Marish, and Marish is fouled on the rebound by Alyssa Becker. Becker whistled for the personal foul, her first and the team's third. Checking into the contest, Jamie Cook. Checking out will be Elise Marish. Marish checks out of the contest. They pass it in to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it off to Blount. Blount's going to be called for steps. Robin Blount whistled for traveling. And the North College defenders turn it over. North College will throw a full court press on at this point. Looks like a 2-2-1 full court press. You've got Cruz and Chapman playing at the top. Remember, it's a 10-second call now in the backcourt. First year that they've implemented the 10 seconds call in women's basketball. Ball tapped by Cruz. Taken away by Chapman. Chapman pulls up 17-footer. Good. Abby Chapman with a two-point basket. And we're tied up at 7-7. 7-7 over score. North College tying it up. And on the pressure defense, Kara Van Dyke's called for a personal foul on the press. 7-7, 16 minutes up to play in the first half. York basketball. They get the ball inbounded to Zenoria Eccles. Eccles at half court working against Chapman. Eccles passes over to Becker. Becker with the basketball in between the circles, working against Kim Cruz. Pass goes left side over to Menjeres. Down low, Eccles. Around the horn they go. Top of the key jumper, no good. Rebound batted, and coming away with it is Jamie Cook. Cook to Blount on the run out. Blount, one player to beat, lays it up strong with the right hand, good. Robin Blount with a two-point basket. The Dort College defenders retake the lead, 9-7. 9-7 our score, you're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. York with the basketball, bringing the ball up, and we've got a blocking foul called on Jamie Cook. Cook whistled for the personal foul, her first and the team's second. So Jamie Cook whistled for the personal foul. So far for Dort College, four different players have scored. They lead 9-7, 15-22 left to go in the first half. Pass goes into the corner, thought about the three, decided against it. Pass comes back out to Eccles, taken away by Dort College. Pass ahead to Blount. Blount with the basketball, drops it off right side, over to Chapman. Chapman reverses Cruz. Cruz back over to Blount. Blount with the basketball, drives the lane with a left hand, good. Robin Blount with 4 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 11-7. 11-7 our score, Dort College in front. With it on the left, left side, bringing up the floor is Becker. Alyssa Becker stops her dribble, comes back over to Eccles, and a 10 seconds call on the York Panthers. 10-second violation on the Panthers. Second backcourt violation against the York Panthers, and the Dort College defenders have it out front. Cruz comes back over to Blount. Blount with it at the top of the key. She'll drive in with the right hand, lays it up strong, no good, but she's fouled, no. They're going to call blocking foul on Robin Blount. Beg your pardon, they're going to call a charging foul on Robin Blount. And the York Panthers will bring it up with Eccles. Dort College in front, 11-7. Dort College, since they put the full court pressure on, Taylor Runyon. Runyon goes over to Eccles. Dort College has taken a little bit of control in this one. Three-pointer on the mark, off the mark, no good. Rebound battered around, coming away with it is Kim Cruz. Cruz over to Cook. Cook with the basketball into the front court. Cook passes left side over to Blount. Blount looking down low for Micah Hulst. Hulst backs out her way up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away. Missed it on the left block. Coming away with it is Menjeres. Menjeres comes back right side. They swing it back to the top of the key. Into the left corner. Facing up. Driving baseline. Tipped out, coming away with it as Eccles. Eccles back outside, it goes to Runyon. Runyon jumper from the baseline, no good. York with the basketball, they kick it back out front, Menjeres. Menjeres off the heel, no good. Rebound coming away with it is Michael Hulst. Hulst outlets over to Robin Blount. Blount with the basketball, gives it off to Kim Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. She's going to drive all the way to the right block. Dumps it off for Hulst. Hulst kick out, pass over to Chapman. Chapman back over to Cruz. Cruz three on the way, right wing, a little bit short, no good. Rebound taken away, right side by Menjeres. Menjeres driving up the floor. Drives, tries to dump it off, and throws it away. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading by a score of 11-7. Cruz passes left side Newman. Newman with it on the wing. Newman will drive the lane. Nothing there. Comes back over to Jamie Cook. Cook gets a little bit of room, and we've got a 3 seconds in the lane violation charged against the Dort College defenders. Defenders on defense. believe that was Micah Hulse, who didn't get out of the lane quickly enough. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College turns it over, gets the turnover at midcourt. With it out front is Kira Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking down low for Hulse. Hulse turned around in the lane, no good. And the rebound is taken away by York. York with the basketball. Quickly up the floor with the basketball is Maher. Maher dumps it off for Lopez. Lopez 12-footer, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke wants to bring it up court herself. Picks up her dribble now. Looking long. Gets it away to Hulse. Hulse with the basketball. Hulse passes over to Newman. Newman at the top of the key. Newman passes left side to Bone. Danelle Bone with the basketball. Bone to Cruz. Cruz thought about the three, decided against it. Comes back over to Danelle Bone. Bone with the basketball. Back over to Cruz. Cruz right side, Newman. Newman, Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath to Micah Hulse. And Micah Hulse able to spin down low and get the two-point basket to go. Dort College leads 13-7. York basketball. They get it across the timeline on the press break. Panthers have it. Nothing there. Lopez, jumper straight on, no good, and the bucket has gone dry for York. Back the other way we come with it. This is Bone to Newman. Newman, three-pointer, missed it short, no good. York with the basketball. They race the other way. Racehorse basketball right now. Maher loses the basketball. It's kept out of bounds, thus touched by the York Panthers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Cruz is out. Jelsma is in. Hulse is out. Marish is in. On the floor for the defenders, it's now Van Dyke, Jelsma, Newman, Bone, and Marish. Jelsma with the basketball, looking for someone to pass to. Picks up her dribble, feeds it into the corner to Bone. Bone, deep left side. Comes back over. They feed it down low to Marish. Marish kick out past Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up. Top of the key, Newman. Newman, left side, Bone. Bone, three-pointer, rainbow, good. Danelle Bone with the three-point basket, her second bucket of the day, both of them three-pointers, and the defenders lead 16-7, Dort College on an 11-0 run. Three-pointer answering, no. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touched by York. It'll be Dort College basketball. Jelsma got tangled up with Maher on the play. Dort College leading 16-7 with the basketball. Coming back the other way is Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball, left side, Newman. Newman missed a three-pointer moments ago, looking for Bone. She's got it at the top of the key. Comes back left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking down low for Marish. Instead, Van Dyke puts it on the floor, lost it. Gives it up, Newman. Newman with the basketball, three players around her. Kick out pass, Jelsma. Jelsma, 17-footer straight on, no good. Rebound, Van Dyke, and Van Dyke has it batted away from behind. As Zenoria Ackles ran right through her to get to that basketball, tipped it out of bounds, last touch by York, it'll be Dort College ball. 10:49 left to go here in the first half. Dort College leads 16-7. York has not scored since they were up 5-3. I beg your pardon, 7-5. 7-5 they were up. Pass comes over to Bone. Bone, three-pointer, third one, bang! Three three-pointers for Bone as that one swishes through, and the Dort College defenders have a 12-point lead, 10:30 remaining. York has not been able to handle the pressure defense by the defenders. Pass goes right side, Runyon. Runyon with the ball, deep right side. They feed it around to the top of the key to Jacqueline Esquivel. Esquivel comes back to Swope. Swope, round the horn they go. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by York. It'll be Dort College basketball. Robin Blount checks out of the contest. Checking in is Emily Newman. Well, let's try that the other way around. Blount is in, Newman is out. Takes a little while to shake the rust off whenever we pop the top on a new season. Pass goes left side over to Blount. Blount, nobody kept up with her. Driving layup, no good. Fight for the basketball, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be York basketball. Panthers get the basketball back after Dort College got an open shot by Robin Blount, but she was unable to convert. 10 minutes remaining. First half. So we're a quarter of the way through the contest. York has the basketball. They pass it left side over to Becker. Becker on the wing, guarded there by Bone. Marish jumps out on the switch, and the ball's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by York. It'll be Dort College basketball. Marish forces the turnover. Cook will check in. Van Dyke will check out. York has used one of their timeouts. That was early in the contest. With it is to Cook. Cook to Marish, and Marish is fouled on the play. She turned inside. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line. She was a 74% free throw shooter last season. So Elise Marish to the free throw line. First free throw on the way with 9:38 left to go in the first half is up and good. Marish with another free throw coming. Makes it 20-7. North College on a 15-0 run. We'll check when the last field goal for York came. Had to be about 5 minutes ago would be my best guess. Both free throws by Marish are good. North College leads 21-7. 21-7 our score. North College with a steal. Coming back the other way is Jelsma. Jelsma comes back over to Cook. Cook tries to feed it to the cutter underneath. It's taken away by Jacqueline Esquivel. Esquivel ahead to Eccles, and Eccles is going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to the defenders. York plagued by turnovers here in this first half. 9:22 left to go in the first half. Inbounding Cook. Cook gets it over to Jelsma. Jelsma feeds it back middle of the floor to Marish. Marish with the basketball across the timeline. Pass comes right side, Jelsma. Jelsma to Cook. Cook on the block, dumps it back outside Marish. Marish shot on the way, no good. In and out, halfway down, pops back out. Taylor Runyon coming back the other way. Runyon at the top of the key, stops at the free throw line. Her jumper from straight on, plants it on the back of the iron, no good. Here comes North College. Coming back the other way is Jelsma. Jelsma to Marish. Marish lowers her shoulder. Nothing there, back over to Cook. She'll step into the three-pointer, missed it, no good, short. Rebound tapped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by North College, and it'll be foul on Elise Marish on the rebound. Marish whistled for the personal, her first, and the team's fourth, I believe. Substitutes checking in for both teams. Your College going in waves. You've got Hulst, Cruz, Blount, Bone, and Marish on the floor for the defenders. York looking to inbound the basketball. They get it into Alyssa Becker. Becker trapped in the backcourt. She gets away with the basketball to Runyon. Runyon with it on the right side. Stops 17 feet out. Gives it off to Eccles. Eccles stops, pops. Eight-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound weak side. Taken away by Robin Blount. Goes ahead to Kim Cruz. Cruz fires it up the floor. Gets it away to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Underneath Marish. Marish turnaround. No good. Rebound taken away by Michael Hulst. Hulst fires it back outside for Cruz. Cruz puts it on the floor in the lane. Here comes York back the other way. Panthers off and running. They drive in. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish ahead to Blount. Here comes North College. Doesn't have the numbers, does Blount. She's going to press the issue. Stops. Feeds it off 12 feet out. Goes to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball and jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be York basketball. York basketball with 8:07 remaining in the half. And the Panthers want a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 21-7, Dort College leads. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Colina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. It has been nearly 9 minutes since York has scored a basket. York College has gone to a full-court press defense, and York has struggled to break it. They get the ball across the timeline to Eccles. Eccles with the basketball down to the baseline. Ball's tipped away from behind, and are we going to have a foul called on Marish or the ball out of bounds? Nope, just out of bounds. Last touch by York College. Both teams have four fouls at this point. York looking to end what is a nine-minute drought now. They get the ball inbounded. Shot is up, blocked by Chapman. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Gets it away to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Long pass ahead to Chapman. Chapman looks underneath Marish. Marish double team. Lost it. Fires it back outside. Both teams plagued by turnovers here this evening. I believe that's number nine for Dort College. I was told they had eight at that timeout. York in double figures as well. Cruz goes over to Chapman. Chapman, three-pointer, no more good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish into the lane, puts it up, puts it down, and she is fouled. Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw. She's got 4 points, looking for number five. Dort College right now on a 18-0 splurge with 7:31 remaining in the first half. York led 7-5. Since then, things have gone south for them. They trail now 24-7 as Marish makes the free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play. York basketball, long pass into the front court, layup with the left hand, and ending the drought is the layup by Corey Menjeres. Menjeres ahead, it goes to Chapman. Chapman feeds it down low, and she looks down low for Halston. Ball was tapped away. Out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. No, last touch by York. It'll be Dort College basketball. Inbounding the basketball is Marish. Marish gets it into Hulst. Hulst with it right side. Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Haven't had to worry about the shot clock much tonight. Chapman with it at the top of the key. Nothing there. Back over to Cruz. Cruz underneath Hulst. Micah Hulst. Shot off the glass. No good. And the rebound is taken away by the York Panthers. York into the front court. York with the basketball. They go left side to Lopez. Lopez kick out pass. Three. No good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz will bring the basketball up the floor. Lost it. Picks it up. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman on the right wing. Feed it down low for Hulst. And the ball's tapped out of bounds. Last touched by York. It'll be Dort College basketball. Checking out of the contest is Marish. Checking out as well as Hulst. On the floor for the defenders, Van Dyke, Cook, Blount, Chapman, and Cruz. Handed off to Cruz out front at the free throw line. Comes back right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke on the right wing. 10 seconds to shoot for the defenders. Comes back over to Cook. Cook posting up back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke shot good. Kara Van Dyke with a 2-point basket. Dort College leads 26-9. York trying to break the press over the top. They throw it away. And at this pace, the York Panthers are going to have over 20 turnovers in the first half. They have had difficulty getting into their offense. They've been plagued by turnovers, and Dort College has a 26-9 advantage. Bringing the basketball up is Jelsma. Jelsma with it at the top of the key. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath it goes Cook. Cook missed the shot underneath. Rebound taken away by York. York with the basketball. Zenoria Eccles. Eccles with the basketball. Comes back over to Howling Wolf. Howling Wolf gives it off right side to Courtney Hammett. Pass comes, tip, taken away by Jelsma. Here comes Dort College. Jelsma feeds it right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke into the corner, Newman. Newman down to the baseline, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the Panthers. Foul called on Eccles. Danelle Bone's going to check back into the contest. Checking out of the game will be Abby Chapman. So Chapman to check out. 26-9, our score. Inbounding, they get it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke off of the glass, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by York. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kara Van Dyke, everything's been pretty difficult for the defenders in the post today. Inbounding the ball is Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke gets it away to Cook. Cook layup good. She's fouled. Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. 5:42 remaining in the half. Dort College has opened up a 28-9 advantage and are threatening to make it a 20-point difference right here. Free throw by Cook is up and good. Three-point play for the defenders. They lead 29-9. 5:40 left to play, first half. York basketball in the backcourt with the ball is Becker. Ball poked away from behind. Newman comes away with it. Newman comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma in between the circles out front. Jelsma through the legs dribble. Now the ball's down on the floor and a jump ball called alternating possession between Jelsma and Howling Wolf. It'll be Dort College basketball. Inbounding the basketball will be Emily Newman. Newman to throw it in. They get it right side. Newman feeds it down low for Cook. They bring the double team. Turnaround by Cook is good. Jamie Cook with 5 first half points, and the Dort College defenders lead 31-9. 5:10 remaining in the first half. York basketball, ball poked away by Bone. Bone picks it up, gets it ahead to Jelsma. Jelsma's shot no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Doreen Lopez. Lopez for the basketball. Lopez across half court. She comes back over to Jacqueline Esquivel. Esquivel to Eccles. Eccles with the basketball. Eccles to the free throw line. Nothing there. Picked up a stout pick. Passes it inside. Back outside Eccles. Eccles straight on three. Missed everything but the side of the backboard. And coming away with a garbage bucket is Lopez for 4 points. York College leads 31-11. 4:30 remaining. Comes over to Newman. Newman looking down low for Cook. They get it instead over to Bone. Bone with it. Right side, Jelsma. Jelsma with it on the wing. Back over to Cook. Jamie Cook. Three-pointer. Missed it. No good. Rebound comes out long. Coming away with it is Eccles. Eccles driving in. Her runner from eight. No good. Rebound tipped. It's down on the floor. Still loose. And it's still loose down in the corner. Coming away with it is Lopez. And Lopez traveled with it. Doreen Lopez got the ball on the left elbow, and rather than taking the open 12-15 footer, thought she wanted to get just a little bit closer, put it on the deck, and got called for traveling. So Dort College has the basketball back. Kira Van Dyke inbounds to Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma will take it across half court. Jelsma passes left side, Blount. Blount looking down low. Feeds the post, Marish. Marish with the right hand, good. Elise Marish with the two-point basket. She's got seven, and the defenders lead 33-11. 3:40 and counting, first half. Lopez, her pass tipped and taken away by Bone. Bone passes left side, Jelsma. The trailer, Marish. Marish with a right hand from the left side, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke, though, and Van Dyke dumps it back out to Jelsma. Jelsma travels for the basketball. Turnover. Dort College gives it away. Dort College leading 33-11. Well, this is not a half-court pounded-out contest by any means. It's, to a certain degree, organized chaos. Dort College going to the full-court pressure defense. Bringing it up is Runyon. Runyon passes right side over to Esquivel. Esquivel with the basketball, feed it left side, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, though, taken away by York. York on the offensive rebound. The putback eventually put up and down by Maher. Maher with two field goals, and the Dort College defender lead is 33-13. Jump ball in the backcourt. Dort College will have the basketball. York will have the basketball on the baseline. For those of you wondering where York is located, dead center, Nebraska. You head to Hastings, you will go through York. It's along the interstate. These two teams have played six times, I believe all six times in the last 13 seasons. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blount. Blount with the basketball. Comes over to Cruz. Kim Cruz brings it up. Cruz comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke jumper, right side, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by York, and coming up with it was Runyon. Back the other way we go with the basketball. This is Menjeres. Menjeres' three-pointer is good. Menjeres with 8 points, and the defender lead is 33-16. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz feeds it right side, Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, left side, Bone. Bone will drive the free throw line. Nothing there. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking for post player. Instead, clearing out and coming out to the wing will be Marish. Marish dump it down low to Van Dyke. Five to shoot. Van Dyke takes it into the lane, and she is fouled on the play. A lot of contact. Foul called. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. That's foul number two on Corey Menjeres. And Kara Van Dyke will shoot those two free throws. First free throw by Van Dyke is up and down. Kara Van Dyke last year was a 73% free throw shooter. She's got another one coming. Blount and Marish are out. Leading scorer for Dort College thus far is Danelle Bone. Elise Marish off of the bench for seven, she had seven in a starting role. Just looked at my notes incorrectly. Kara Van Dyke with 4 points now. She checks out of the contest. Dort College leads 35-16. 2:08 remaining in the first half, and York promptly throws it away. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coming up at halftime of today's contest, Sam Ekstrom had the opportunity to visit with Dort College men's basketball coach Ross Dalma earlier this week about their season, which begins next week in North Dakota. Three-pointer by Bone is off of the glass. Good. Four three-pointers for Danelle Bone. She's got 12 points, and the defenders have opened up a 38-16 lead, and York throws it away in front of the Dort College scoring bench. Players shuttling in and out. Cook will throw the ball in directly in front of me. Our officials tonight, by the way, Marlon Schoenhoven, Ryan Fries, and Mark Beltman calling the infractions. Jessica Jelsma with the basketball out front. Jelsma picks up her dribble, goes left side, Bone. She's red hot, another one, no good. Rebound taken away by the York Panthers, and the Panthers off and running with the basketball. Lopez. Lopez picks up her dribble. She comes back over to Taylor Runyon. Runyon with the basketball. Runyon in between the circles, and she lost it. Micah Holst came out to pressure the defense. 15 with the pressure defense, I should say, and we have a blocking foul called on Jamie Cook. Believe it came before the shot. Jamie Cook whistled for the personal foul, her second, with 1:18 remaining in the half. York inbounds the basketball. Ball tapped by Blount. Coming away with it, York, though. They got the loose ball. They feed it back outside to Lopez. Lopez to Menharis. Menharis with the basketball. Menharis with it. Working to the top of the key. 15 to shoot. 1 minute remaining in the contest in the first half. Shot is blocked from behind by Hulse. Rebound. Hulse coming away with it is Jelsma. Jelsma into the front court. Back over to Cook. Cook drives in, draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Jamie Cook to the free throw line to shoot a pair. And that foul is going to go on Taylor Runyon, her first. Team foul number 9 on the Panthers. Free throw by Cook is up and down. Jamie Cook with 6 points. And the defenders lead 39-16. This was a 7-5 contest. York in front. Since then, with 16:58 left to go in the first half, since then, Dort College has outscored York 33-9. Shot no good. Rebound, though, Micah Holst. They feed it left side, Bone. Bone, three-pointer, high archer, no good. Rebound taken away by Bone again. I beg your pardon, that was Holst. Holst got it to Cook. Cook drives in, and she is fouled. Taylor Runyon commits the personal, her second. And Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. Jamie Cook this evening, 2 for 3 on free throws, shooting her fourth and fifth free throws here. First one is good. Another one on the way. A busy day tomorrow on the Dort College campus. Dort College football at home with Northwestern tomorrow afternoon. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff. Second free throw up and good as well for Cook. Cook makes both free throws. Jamie, 4 for 5 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 8 points total. She averaged 5.7 points per game last year. York College, pressure defense. York throws over the top of it. Panthers pressing the issue. Pass into the front court. It's tipped away by Robin Blount. Blount gets it away to Cruz. York College can hold for the final shot. With the basketball is Cruz. Cruz, left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Lost it. It's down on the floor. Fight for the basketball. Jump ball, alternating possession. It should be Dort College basketball, and it is. So Dort College with the basketball. Inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Van Dyke. York in a man-to-man defense on the out-of-bounds play underneath. They get it inbounded to Chapman. Chapman puts it on the floor to the baseline. Puts it up in traffic. She's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Abby Chapman to the free throw line. That's a new name for you Dort College fans. She's a 5'9 sophomore from Arvada, Colorado, by way of Biola College in California. First free throw by Abby Chapman is up and good. She's got 3 points. Dort College leads 42-16, 12.1 seconds remaining. Van Dyke is out, Newman is in. Another free throw coming for Abby Chapman. This one's a little too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by York. Panthers coming back the other way. Long pass into the front court. 6 seconds to shoot. Down on the baseline. Spins away. Gets away from the defender. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. And Minharis will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 2.8 seconds remaining in this first half. First free throw is good. She's got another one on the way. Minharis with 9 points. 2.8 seconds remaining. First half of play, Door College in the driver's seat, 42-17. Another free throw on the way. So another free throw coming here for Minharis. This one's up and good as well. So Minharis makes them both. And the Door College lead is 42-18. Door College gets the ball inbounded. Kim Cruz takes two dribbles at midcourt, lets it fly, wave it off, no good, and that's the end of the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Door College leads 42-18 as we get to the halftime locker room. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Door College Basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet, Buick, and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. York had the early lead in this one, up 7-5. Door College went on a 19-0 run to take control at 24-7. And we arrive at halftime with Dort College leading 42-18. Dort College led unofficially by Danelle Bones, 12 points. Jamie Cook with 8. For the York Panthers, Corey Minharis with 10 points. Two other players with 4 points apiece, Doreen Lopez and Marissa Maher with 4 points apiece. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College, 14 of 39 from the floor, 36%. York, 7 of 26, 27%. 2 of 12 on threes was York. Door College, 4 of 15, all of them by Danelle Bone. Door College, 10 for 12 on free throws. York, 2 for 2. Dort has rebounded York, 24-22. Turnovers, 23 for York, 11 for Door College. York's scoring limited to 3 players. 10 for Minharis, 3 for 7 from the floor. Doreen Lopez, 4 points. Marissa Maher with 4 points. For the Dort College defenders, 12 points for Danelle Bone, 4 of 7 from the floor, all of them 3-point attempts. 8 points for Jamie Cook off of the bench, 4 for 5 from the free throw line, 2 for 5 from the deck. 7 points for Elise Marish, 2 for 6 from the floor, 3 for 3 on free throws. Kara Van Dyke with 4 points. Robin Blount, 4 points. 3 for Abby Chapman, 2 for Jessica Jelsma. Door College led in rebounding by Micah Holstand, Kara Van Dyke with 6 rebounds each. Each of them with 3 offensive and 3 defensive. 3 rebounds for Elise Marish. For York, 6 rebounds for Doreen Lopez. 3 each for Zenoria Eccles, Taylor Runyon, and Marissa Maher. Jacqueline Esquivel has 2 steals for the Panthers. 3 other players have 1 steal each. For Door College, Emily Newman has 3 steals. 2 steals for Robin Blount, 2 for Danelle Bone. 1 steal each for Jessica Jelsma, Elise Marish, Abby Chapman, Micah Holston, Jamie Cook. 2 assists each for Jelsma and Van Dyke, 3 assists for Jamie Cook. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back right after this. Sam Ekstrom will be visiting with Ross Dalma about the upcoming men's basketball season. Back with more in a moment.
Sam Ekstrom here with basketball coach Ross Dalma. And Coach, you're coming off an exciting late night with the Defenders last weekend. Lots of hoopla around the basketball team. What were your impressions off of that?
Well, a couple things, Sam. First off, very appreciative of the response that we continue to get here at Door College regarding the men's basketball program. As I stated at late night last week, it's the reason why many of our recruits, many of our players decide to come to Door is because the atmosphere here is so unique and so special, and you know, that's a tribute to the great fans that we have. So that was positive. I think it was also good, given the fact that we have a lot of new faces, we're very young, for them just to get out and play a little bit in a scrimmage fashion with some people in the stand. So overall, it's just a great weekend, a win-win situation for us, and helps us kind of jumpstart what's in store for us here in the weeks to come.
And you mentioned some of those new faces. We saw some freshmen who look like they'll be part of the rotation this year. Can you speak a little bit about them?
You know, there's a lot of things that have to be decided as far as the concrete rotation that we're going to use. And we also understand as a program that we're going to be in flux throughout the year in terms of players coming and going, especially freshmen between the JV and the varsity, before things really get settled maybe in January and February. But there's a few that have emerged who have played very well here in the preseason. Dalton Franken from Atlantic has some special gifts where I think he can be a very good college player in time. Does some things that are very hard to teach, and also has a desire to be very good. Brian Sumner from Ankeny has been very consistent for us. Just a hard-nosed player who makes the right plays and can hit open shots. Danny Voss is coming back from a little bit of an injury. He sustained in the preseason, but has now really started to hit his stride a little bit. Alex Terpstra has played well, shot the ball well for us, and is adjusting to the college game nicely, but given a little bit of space, he can knock down open shots. Patrick Knobloch's a good guard for us, a good freshman guard from Minnesota. Struggling a little bit with some shin splints right now and need to get him healthy, but think that he's very capable of being a solid player as well. We've got a number of post players that have done some really good things. I think for the post guys coming in as freshmen, it's a little bit harder because of the physicality, and they seem to be always a little bit late in developing. I think the guys who just graduated for us, Chris Severs and Jordan Vogel, can attest to that, that it does take time developmentally for post guys. But Derek Gogg, Brandon Brorsman, Austin Vermeer are three post guys that we have in the freshman class who are practicing with the varsity right now, and they may see some time with varsity, may see some time with JV, maybe both throughout the year, but that's the core group of freshmen that we have that have been working with the varsity. Had some other guys, and Michael Denherter and Zach Zylstra, who have practiced with the varsity a little bit, and for the time being are going to spend some time playing JV. But really, overall, we like the freshman class. It's just a matter now of continuing to work hard and also gaining experience. Without any game experience, it's just hard to really make steps, and we think after 3.5 weeks of practice, we're ready for that now.
Always good to still have a Waltersdorf on the team. Tyler Waltersdorf looked awfully good in that opening weekend of scrimmages.
He did. We've got a nice mix of some returning kids who can lead the way a little bit. Tyler Waltersdorf, as we know, has struggled a little bit over the years with his health, and when he is healthy, he is very good, and consequently, we're very good. I think one of the things that sometimes gets lost is that the past couple of years, had he remained completely healthy, that I think our team would have been even better than what it was. And you hate to play the what-if card because that's really out of our control, but he is a very key contributor to our program. Obviously, he brings back some experience, but he also brings back an element of toughness that sometimes is just hard to find. Just a tough, competitive person who really wants to be excellent in everything that he does. So we're glad to have Tyler back. At this juncture, he's healthy. He's practicing very well and has had a really good preseason.
Now, you've got good upperclassmen leadership with Tyler, Austin Kaji, Kyle Lindberg, and a number of others. But with a young team, practice is really important. What do you think is the number one thing you look at in practice these days?
Well, you know, you mentioned those seniors and Kyle Lindberg and Austin Kaji. We need those guys to help us achieve consistency. I think that's the biggest thing that we're trying to get at this point, is being able to stretch out quality possessions from one to the next. With an inexperienced ball club, I think we run through stretches where we're not as good as we need to be, and we need to be able to shut those things down and gain momentum going forward throughout the contest or practice. And sometimes that's been difficult. And between Austin and Kyle, Tyler, Nathan Rendles, those four who have seen some varsity time, we need them to lead the way and demonstrate in that area there. And so I guess to answer your question, Sam, if we could just achieve more consistency in practices, which will ultimately transfer into scrimmages and games, that's what we would like to see.
Your first round of games comes in the opening weekend of November. Can you preview those games for us right now?
Yeah, we go to Valley City and to Jamestown on our North Dakota trip that we take to start off the year. Either they'll come to our place this year. We have the opportunity to go to North Dakota to play, and really two good teams. Jamestown is coming off a national tournament appearance, and they have a lot of people back. Valley City is also coming off a national tournament appearance. They have some guys that they need to replace, but nevertheless, both of those places are going to be very difficult for us, especially in light of the fact that we have some kids who not only play in their first college game, but will be doing so on the road. So we just feel that this early schedule, where we are playing away from home a lot, is good. It's going to make us better in the long run. In the short term, it's going to provide, you know, some definite challenges for us, but I think our guys are up to that, and I think we've have some guys who've been around long enough to know that it's the long-term picture that we're shooting for.
Coach, thanks for spending some time with us with your busy schedule. We'll see you playing games next weekend.
Yep.
42-18, North College in front. As we get started with the second half of play, York was hampered by turnover troubles in the first half. They had 23 first-half turnovers. York with the basketball on the wing. They bring it back outside to Menharis. Menharis, they throw it underneath, and Caravan Dyke is called for a foul. The groan of displeasure you heard from most of the Dort College fans behind me, along with the Dort College coaching staff. They pass it down low, ball deflected, picked up by Jessica Gelsman. Gelsman coming back the other way with the basketball. Passes over to Marish. Marish tries to pass it through the lane, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by York. It will be Dort College basketball. That foul, by the way, went on Kara Van Dyke, and that was number two on her. Pass comes into Marish. Marish on the left elbow. Marish puts it on the floor. Comes back over to Gelsman. Gelsman to Bone, and Bone is run over on the play by the York Panthers. Corey Menharis. Menharis whistled for her third personal. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Emily Newman will throw it in for the defenders. Newman gets it into Gelsman. Gelsman deep right corner. Gelsman puts it on the floor with the left hand to the top of the key. Stops, kick out past Newman. Newman might have traveled, nothing called. Down to the baseline, 10 feet out. Comes back over to Gelsman. Gelsman feeds it down low for Marish. Marish kick out past Van Dyke. Van Dyke jumper is off the mark, no good. Tries to track down her own missed shot. Comes out longer than she had planned. Marissa Maher comes up with it. Feeds it off right side. Layup by Alyssa Becker. Becker makes it 42-20. Dort College in front. First bucket of the second half scored by the York Panthers. Dort College trying to run a set play coming out of the after the made basket. York comes away with a loose ball, and they force a turnover on the defenders. We're a minute into the second half. York with the basketball, Menharis. Menharis gives it up left side to Runyon, and a foul called on the play against the Dort College defenders. A kick. I was looking down, making a notation. That was actually a kick called on the defenders. 16 seconds on the shot clock. York to inbound. Panthers throw it in. They get it into Maher. Maher with the basketball. Maher with it out front to Menharis. 10 to shoot. She's got her on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. 8 seconds now to shoot. Three-pointer on the way is up. The desperation heave is good by Maher. She's got 7 points. And the defender lead is 42-23. Ball deflected. It's down on the floor. And now a foul called on Jessica Gelsma. Gelsma whistled for the personal foul after she had it taken away from her by the York Panther. And Gelsma picks up foul number one. 18-20 remaining in regulation. York basketball. Dort College leading 42-23. Emily Newman with the basketball. On the defense, I should say. They pass it to Menharis. Menharis with it on the right wing. Menharis to Taylor Runyon. Runyon with it on the left side. Picks up her dribble. 15 to shoot. Comes back out front with it. Three-pointer is on the way. No good. Missed it badly. Rebound, though, for the York Panthers and Doreen Lopez. And Lopez is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled on the putback attempt. Foul's going to go on Kara Van Dyke, and I believe that's number three on Kara. So a couple of free throws on the way for Lopez. First free throw by Lopez, off the mark, no good. Doreen Lopez with another free throw coming. Checking out Jelsma Van Dyke and Emily Newman on the floor for the defenders. Cruz, Blount, and Cook check into the contest. Also on the floor, Bone and Marish. Lopez makes one of two free throws. She's got 5 points. And York has opened the second half with six unanswered. York College with the basketball. Blount will put up the jumper from the baseline. No good. Rebound controlled by Cook. Cook feeds it out in front for Danelle Bone. And Danelle Bone has it tipped away from her. And they call it last touched on Danelle Bone. So York trying to cut into the York College lead. York College up by 18 right now, 42-24. And they're going to call a reach-in foul on Danelle Bone. Bone whistled for the personal. And that is team foul number four on the defenders here in this second half. York basketball out front. They give it to Runyon. Runyon at the top of the key. Runyon gives it back over to Becker. Becker down to the baseline. Becker, nothing there. Now the ball deflected out. Last touched by York College and Jamie Cook. It'll be York basketball. York with the basketball, throwing it in. On the sideline will be Menharis. Menharis throws it in to Alyssa Becker. Becker with the basketball on the left side. Becker using upper dribble. 17 minutes left to go in the game. Menharis step back, nothing there. Comes back over to Becker. Becker dumps it off. Shot on the way from the baseline, no good. Missed, hit the side of the backboard. And nothing else, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by York, it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort with the basketball. Kim Cruz will bring it up. Cruz with it at the top of the key. Drives, dumps it off for Marish. Marish, layup good. Elise Marish with 9 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 44-24. York basketball, they pass left side. This is Marissa Maher with it. Maher at the top of the key, stops. 15-footer straight on, off the heel, no good. Gets her own rebound back, this time from 10, no good. She goes 0 for 2 on that trip, and here come the defenders back the other way. Cruz passes it ahead to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Marish, Marish, kick out pass to Bone. Bone, 3, corner, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz over to Blount. Blount unable to handle it. Last touch by York. Last touch by Dort. It'll be York basketball. New player checking in will be Micah Holst. Holst checks into the contest. And the Dort College defenders setting up full court pressure defense. Taken away by Cruz. Cruz, the off-balance shot is good. Kim Cruz has her first 2 points of the contest. 46-24 in the first 2 points of her career, for that matter. Driving into the lane, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook over to Cruz. Cruz looks up the floor, finds Blount. Blount with a basketball, and Blount travels with it. So Dort College turns it over as they try to run the ball up the floor. Long pass into the front court. 16:04 remaining in the ballgame. York College 46, York 24. Bringing the basketball up, York. Quickly up the floor, but the ball is Esquivel. Esquivel, they feed it down low. Taken away by Cook on the missed shot by Lopez. York College comes back over to Jamie Cook. Cook with it across the timeline. Comes right side, Abby Chapman. Abby Chapman picks up her dribble, looking down low. The cutter is Blount. Blount shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Holst, and Micah Holst has her first 2 points of the ballgame. 48-24, Dort College leading by 24. Ball's tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be York basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. York throwing it in. This is Courtney Swope. Swope to Esquivel. Esquivel with the basketball. Esquivel with it on the right wing. Cut off there by Van Dyke. Bit of a mismatch there. You've got a forward hand, a guard. Ball taken away by the defenders. Cruz to Van Dyke. Van Dyke's 17-footer left wing is good. Kara Van Dyke with 6 points, and the defenders lead 50-24. So Dort College answering the six-point run by York with an eight-point run of their own. Pass goes down low, Hulst. Hulst to Cruz. Cruz, jumper, corner, three, good. Kim Cruz with 5 points, and the Dort College defenders open up a 53-24 advantage. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. North College leading 53-24. York basketball. Eccles will bring it up. Eccles takes it across the timeline for the York Panthers, decked out in their blue jerseys with white numbers trimmed out in gray. York has three timeouts remaining. Shot no good on the baseline by Courtney Swope. Foul called on Micah Hulst. Hulst whistled for the personal. That's her first. And shooting two free throws will be Courtney Swope. Swope, a 71% free throw shooter last season. First free throw is good. Another free throw on the way for Swope. 14:43 remaining in regulation. North College 53, York 25. Another free throw on the way for Swope. This one is up and good. Swope makes them both. And the Dort College defenders lead 53-26. Pass out front, Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz picks up her dribble. Backdoor cut, Chapman. Chapman cut off, spins. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by York. York with the basketball. Coming back the other way is Eccles. Eccles will drive down to the baseline, and the ball is swiped away by Cruz. Eccles picks it back up. Passes back over to Doreen Lopez. Lopez feeds it off to Maher. Maher with the basketball. Maher comes back right side over to Swope. Swope with the ball. Swope feeds it down low. Shot inside the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke across half court. Picks up her dribble. Passes left side. Abby Chapman tried to feed it inside. Ball was tipped out, controlled by Blount. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Loose ball, three bodies on the floor, no call made. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be York basketball. 53-26 our score. Dort College leading by 27. It will be York basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. With the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. York basketball in the backcourt. They feed it off on the right side. Esquivel. Esquivel takes it across just in front of the 10-second call. Right side with the basketball, York. They feed it back to Esquivel. Esquivel tries to scoop it up. It's taken away by Danelle Bone. Danelle Bone dribbles it out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be York basketball. So York to throw the ball in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Panthers to trigger it. York has the ball out front. Esquivel. Esquivel into the corner. This is Runyon with it. Runyon feeds it down low. Turn around. That fadeaway is shot no good. Rebound controlled by Runyon. Runyon with the basketball. Runyon loses it out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be York basketball. Checking into the contest will be Emily Newman. Checking out is Robin Blount. Marissa Maher will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. She gets the ball inbounded. Three-pointer on the way by Runyon. Left it short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by York. York with the basketball back to Runyon. 12:55 and counting, ball game. Esquivel in between the circles out front. All the way down to the right baseline. Picks up her dribble. Lob pass down low. It's tipped and last touch by York. It'll be York College basketball. On the floor for the defenders, Van Dyke, Jelsma, Bone, Newman, and Marish. York College gets the ball inbounded to Jelsma. Jelsma working it up against Esquivel. Picks up her dribble, passes across the timeline to Newman. Newman back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke in the lane. Her short jumper is good. Kara Van Dyke with 8 points, and the York College defenders trail 55-26. York College in front, 55-26. Left-handed layup attempt, no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by York College. It'll be York basketball. So York College in the driver's seat in this one. 55-26 our score. Entering play today, Kara Van Dyke had 906 points for her career. She has added another 8 points to that total. She closes in on 1,000 for her career. Pass comes in on the cut to Zenoria Eccles, and Eccles is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw attempts this evening for Eccles. It's team foul number 6 on the defenders, so York will be on the bonus from here on out. First free throw by Eccles is no good. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Eccles. Her team trails 55-26. Free throw on the way is up and good. Eccles with a free throw. York College leads 55-27. Kara Van Dyke across half court comes over to Jelsma. Jelsma trapped momentarily, dumps it off for Marish, and Marish is fouled on the play. Marish will go to the free throw line. She will shoot 2 free throws. Elise Marish to shoot a pair. She's got 9 points. It's foul number 3 on Taylor Runyon. First free throw by Marish is good. She's got another one coming. 10 points for Marish. She is the second player in double figures for the defenders tonight. Another free throw. This one's up, and that one's off the back iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Kick out pass over to Bone. Bone right side Marish. She sets. 17-footer is good. Marish with the 2-point basket. She's got 12, and the defender lead is 58-27. York College in front. Pass into the front court. Here comes York. York just beats the 10-second count. Shot on the baseline is up and good. Getting the 2-point basket is Courtney Swope. She's got 4 points. And the defenders doubling up on York right now, 58-29 as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Emily Newman with the ball. Newman on the right wing. Newman into the lane. Nothing there. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound deflected and taken away by Runyon. Runyon with the ball. Runyon hands it off to Esquivel. Esquivel, long pass into the front court, Swope. Swope puts it up in traffic, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Newman. A lot of contact again, and a jump ball called as 3 players are on the floor. It will be York College basketball. Well, busy day tomorrow. York College football at 1 against Northwestern. Volleyball at 3:30 for the junior varsity contest. 5 o'clock start time for the varsity. That is tomorrow afternoon. You can hear the varsity contest tomorrow on KDCR. York College soccer in action tomorrow as well. They travel to Crete, Nebraska to take on the Doan College Tigers. Kick out pass, Bone. Bone, 3, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Marish. Marish, Newman. Newman, 15-footer from the side, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Cruz. Cruz tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It's York basketball. to 59, York with the basketball trailing. pass to no one in particular, and it goes out of bounds straight across from us at the midcourt stripe. So North College will inbound the basketball. Checking out of the contest, Van Dyke and Newman. On the floor, Cruz, Cook, Hulst, Bowen, and Blount. Cruz with the ball. Picks up her dribble, passes over to Robin Blount. Blount with it on the wing. Comes back over to Kim Cruz, looking down low. They double-team Hulst. Kick out pass to Cook. Cook had the shot, now drives the lane instead. Her shot from straight in off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by the York Panthers. Swope will bring it up. Swope has it on the right wing, and Swope travels with it. York College gets the basketball back. 10:16 left to play in the game. York College with the ball, bringing it up is Kim Cruz. Cruz underneath to Hulst. Hulst puts it up, partially blocked, and the rebound is deflected and picked off by York. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Alyssa Becker. Becker in between the circles out front. Becker passes right side. They feed it back down low to Lopez. Lopez gives it up to Swope. Swope, two-pointer is good. She's got 6 points. 58-31, Dort College in front, 9:40 and counting. Left side pass goes over to Robin Blount. Blount gives it up to Cruz. Cruz to Bone. Bone down low. It goes to Blount. Blount with a left hand, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by the York Panthers. Panthers off and running with the basketball. This is Alyssa Becker. Becker, right side, Eccles. Eccles gives it up. Shot no good. And the rebound fought for, tipped and controlled by York. No, it's out of bounds, less touched by the Panthers. It'll be North College basketball. Coach Craig Steensman may have seen enough for now. He wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leads 58-31. 9:13 remaining. Dort College using their first time out of the ballgame. They've got 5 remaining. York has 3 left. Dort College called the timeout. They've got the basketball. Bringing it up is Kim Cruz. Cruz in between the circles out front. She's got her on the left side. She drives right wing, picks up her dribble, gets it away to Hulst. Hulst loses the ball, coming away with it, York. Coming back the other way, Minharis. Minharis, shot no good. Rebound tipped, and it's last touched by Dort College and Robin Blount. It'll be York basketball. 58-31, our score. York inbounding. This is Alyssa Becker. Becker to trigger it. Becker gets it into Minharis. Minharis with the basketball. Her off-balance shot. I beg your pardon, that's Eccles. Eccles off-balance shot, no good. Foul's going to go on Dort College's Micah Hulst. And it's foul number 2 on her. Free throws for Eccles. First free throw is up and good. She's got 2 points. She's got another one on the way. Second free throw for Eccles. Out of the deep knee bend. That one's up, hangs on the rim, and drops through. And I believe we've got a foul called on the rebound. Courtney Hammett whistled for the personal foul. It's number 2 on her. Bringing the basketball up, York College and Cruz. Cruz to Bone. Bone swing it around right side over to Blount. Blount with the basketball down to the baseline. Her jumper is good. Kara Van Dyke with 10 points. York College leads 60-33 now. And a blocking foul called on Robin Blount. And free throw on the way for Doreen Lopez as she tries to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 60-35. Dort College leading by 25, make it 24. York making an effort to hang around in this after getting down big at halftime. York College leading 60-36. Bounce pass down into the corner, taken by Blount. Blount to Hulst. Hulst swing it right side. The extra pass, Kim Cruz, three, good. Kim Cruz with 8 points, and the York College defenders lead 63-36. Pass over the top. York College retreating on defense. They pass it to Hammett. Hammett, baseline, good. 63-38, York College leading. 7:50 left to play in this ball game. Ball was deflected out of bounds, last touched by the York Panthers. York College will throw it in. Throwing the ball in is Emily Newman. York will check Hammett out. Esquivel is back in. They get it inbounded to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz, right side, to Bowen. Bowen had the hot hand early. She had 4 first half three-pointers. Caravan Knight, the spin move into the lane with the right hand. She's got 12 as she gets it to go. York College leads 65-38. York basketball up the floor. Cross-court pass is picked off by Newman. Newman with the basketball back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz ahead of the pack to Danelle Bowen. Bowen into the corner, Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking for Marish. Instead comes back over to Newman. Newman spin move in the lane. Her shot no good. Elise Marish working the offensive glass, though. Gets the putback attempt. No good, but she's fouled on the play. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 27 points the difference right now, 65-38. Free throw on the way is up and good. Marish with another free throw. She's got 13. She has team and game honors now. Second free throw by Marish, no good. Fight for the basketball, taken away by Eccles. 7:05 and counting. York College leads 66-38. Back the other way, shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it was Kira Van Dyke after the missed shot by York. Van Dyke throws it to Newman, intended for Newman. It's taken away by York. York driving in, right-handed layup, no good. By Alyssa Becker, here comes York College. Kim Cruz with it across half court. She comes back left side over to Newman. Newman gives it up to Danelle Bowen. Danelle Bowen with it, gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke three, left it short, no good from the wing. Chases down her own offensive rebound. Got pushed from behind, though, as she gathered it in. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be York basketball. York will get the basketball back. Abby Chapman is in. Jamie Cook is in. Jessica Gelsma, Emily Newman, and Elise Marish for the defenders. York has the basketball. This is Eccles. Eccles to Esquivel. Esquivel across half court. Back over to Eccles. Eccles to Esquivel. Esquivel with it on the right wing. Back to Eccles. Eccles picks up her dribble. Cross court pass. Esquivel picks it up left wing. Ball taken away by Cook. Cook ahead to Chapman, and it's taken away on the pass by Alyssa Becker. Becker across half court. Becker with it on the left wing. Looks like a zone applied here by the defenders. They settle into a 2-3 down to the baseline. They feed it out front to Becker. Becker with the basketball for York. 12 to shoot. Pass it to the elbow. Coming up with the basketball is Lopez. Her shot from straight on, no good. Rebound fought for. It's still loose. And it's picked up by Becker. And now we have a reach-in foul called on the defenders, I believe, and Elise Marish. Now they're going to call that on Gelsma instead. Foul number 2 on her. Team foul number 9 on the defenders. 1-1 on the way for York and Doreen Lopez. Lopez 1-for-3 from the free throw line tonight, according to my count. Front end of the 1-1, and she makes it. She's got another one on the way. 9 points for Lopez. This one's up and good as well. York College leads 66-40. Dort College with it right side, Chapman. Chapman feeds it down low for Marish. Marish shot no good. Rebound tapped out by Gelsman. Dort College swing it around right side, Chapman. Chapman will spot up her three off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped out by Marish on the offensive rebound, and she is called for the foul on the rebound. And I believe will walk the other way and shoot some free throws. 5:19 left to play in the game. Free throws on the way for York, trailing 66-40 are the Panthers. Free throws on the way for Eccles. Eccles with 3 points, all of them on free throws. And this will be a two-shot situation as Dort College is all over the double bonus limit. First free throw is good by Eccles. She's got 4 points. Another free throw coming. This one is up and good as well. 5 points for Eccles. Dort College leads 66-42. Dort College basketball coming back the other way is Jamie Cook. Cook left side, Newman. Newman, 12 feet from the basket, decides to drive instead. Kicks it out. Chapman. Chapman to Marish. Marish double teamed, and Marish puts it up, and she's fouled on the play. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 13 for Marish. She goes to the free throw line here with 5:04 remaining. In case you're just joining us, Dort College playing without Jasmine Skelhas this evening. She had to have a torn meniscus taken care of earlier this season. Sounds like she'll be practicing this week. 5:04 remaining. Second free throw is up and good as well. So Marish makes them both. 15 for Marish, and the defenders lead 68-42. York basketball, under 5 minutes remaining. Baseline jumper is up, hangs on the rim and won't fall through. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman picked up the loose basketball. Passes it over to Cook. Cook with the ball. Cook's pass is tipped. She gets it back. Jamie Cook, lob pass down low, Marish. Marish in traffic, her shot no good. And the rebound is tipped around, and coming away with it is Esquivel for York. York with the basketball, Dort College leading 68-42. Panthers feed it down low. Dump it off. Scoop shot underneath is good for Elizabeth Maher. Dort College leads 68-44. 4:15. Left to go in the game. Chapman spots up. She knocks down a three. She's got 6 points. Dort College leads 71-44. 4 minutes remaining in regulation. Esquivel will bring it across the timeline. Esquivel working against the defense. Passes it right side over to Eccles. Eccles to Lopez. Lopez swing it around left side, Esquivel. Esquivel back out front to Maher. Maher to Esquivel. Esquivel, right side, Lopez. Lopez, 17-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out, coming away with it is Esquivel. Esquivel, shot, no good. Fight for the basketball. Eccles loses it. It's down on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball, I believe. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. It'll be Dort College basketball in the alternating possession. Van Dyke gets it inbounded to Jelsma. Jelsma back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Jelsma. 3:25 left to play in regulation. Dort College will move to 1-0 with a win tonight. York will fall to 0-1. Pass underneath, backdoor cut, Jelsma. Jelsma, layup, no good. Fight for the basketball, and now an over-the-back foul called on Jelsma. Jelsma's going to be called for a foul. A pushing foul on Jelsma on the rebound. Her third, and we'll walk the other way and shoot free throws. Two more free throws coming for the Panthers and Marissa Maher. Robin Blount will check back into the contest for the defenders. First free throw is up and good. So Blount is in. Maher makes the first free throw. Newman checks out of the contest. Another free throw is on the way for Maher. It's up and good. And the defenders lead 71-46 as we approach the 3-minute mark of this contest. With the basketball out front is Jelsma. Comes back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, the runner, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by York. York with the basketball. York, long pass into the front court and threw it away. Another turnover on the Panthers. Dort College gets it back. Dort College leading 71-46. Dort College with this one well in hand. 2:50 remaining in the contest. Dort College will have a week off now until they travel to North Dakota for a pair of games. They'll face Valley City State a week from tonight. Jamestown 1 week from tomorrow. And then a busy stretch for the defenders before they get to Thanksgiving break. Jelsma, left side it goes to Bone. Bone with it on the wing. Bone to Jelsma. Jelsma back over to Bone. Bone with it at the free throw line. Drives in, and she's going to be fouled on the play. No shots yet. That's team foul number 6 on the Panthers. Foul called on Elizabeth Mayer is her first. Team foul number 6. Kara Van Dyke to throw the ball in. Pass comes in, and we've got a foul called on the York Panthers. And that's going to be a hold on Taylor Runyon. That's Runyon's fourth. And I think that had something to do with an arm bar squarely in the numbers of Micah Hulst. Really impeded Hulst's progress with that arm bar. Micah Hulst, free throw is up and good. She's got 5 points. It was a 1-1, so you're shooting 2 free throws now. Everybody's just a little rusty. Got to get back into the flow of things. A lot of teams will be playing this coming week. As far as I know, this is probably the first basketball game involving North College defenders, and we've got a dead ball violation. Had to await the outcome of the play. Micah Hulst will get another chance at the free throw as we had a lane violation on the Panthers. As soon as you see that arm come straight out by the official, it's a delayed dead ball, basically. You got to wait for the outcome. If the ball goes in, no problem. If it doesn't go in, you've got to redo the free throw. Hulst makes that free throw. Dort College leads 73-46. Defenders coming back the other way after getting the ball back on the other end. Kim Cruz with it on the left wing. She gets it away to Blount. Blount in traffic. A lot of contact. Feeds it off to Hulst. Hulst back over to Blount. Blount gives it up to Bone. Underneath, Hulst. Hulst shot. No good. I think we had an infraction on the ensuing play. York gets the ball back. 73-46. And the York Panthers have the basketball. Bringing the ball up is Taylor Runyon. Runyon with it at half court. Runyon setting up the offense. She passes over to Maher. Maher with the basketball. Maher comes back over to Courtney Swope. Swope, right side, clankhammer, 5 to shoot, 3-pointer on the way, no good, rebound taken away by Kara Van Dyke. Here comes Dort College, long pass ahead to Hulst. Hulst the trailer, Chapman off of the window, no good, rebound taken away by Micah Hulst, and Hulst is fouled on the play. And free throws coming for Micah Hulst. Hulst was fouled in the act of shooting, so she will shoot 2 free throws. Hulst this evening has 6 points and make it 7. She averaged 1.9 points per game last season. And checking into the contest for Dort College is Paige Angbers. She will check in for the first time tonight. Kara Van Dyke checks out. And I believe we've got another sub checking in for the defenders. That'll be Shea DeAger. So Micah Hulst makes both free throws. She's got 8 points. She checks out. Angbers and DeAger are in for the defenders. 1:15 and counting. York basketball. Marissa Maher dumps it off. Her shot is good. 11 for her. Dort College leads 73-48. Beg your pardon, 75-48. Newman into the front court. Passes it over to Angbers. Angbers to Chapman. Chapman, nothing there. Picks up her dribble. Passes it off left side over to Angbers. Angbers back to Chapman. Let's fly with a three. Got it. Abby Chapman with 9 points. Dort College leading 78-48. York into the front court. 40 seconds remaining. Panthers have the basketball. They feed it out front to Courtney Swope. Swope dumps it down low for Runyon. Runyon shot no good, and we've got a hold called in the backcourt on Darby Clankhammer. Dort College will walk the other way and shoot free throws. So free throws on the way for the defenders and Shea DeJager. DeJager to shoot a 1-1. DeJager, a freshman from Western Christian, part of a couple state championship teams, makes the free throw. She's got her first point as a Dort College defender. She's got another one coming. So everybody in uniform tonight has played for the defenders. Actually got 15 on the roster, but three of them not in uniform tonight. DeJager makes both free throws. Defenders lead 80-48. York basketball, Maher. Maher passes right side, Clankhammer. Clankhammer with the basketball. With it is Runyon. Runyon on the right side. Runyon, kick out pass. Three on the way, is off the heel, no good. Long rebound is tipped in. Taken away by York. York basketball, three, no good. Rebound in the lane, Maher. Maher's put back is good. That's Elizabeth Maher. She's got four, and that'll do it. 1 second remaining, and Dort College defenders win an 80-50 final. Dort College now 1-0. York falls to 0-1. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more game recap and the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. After a start in which the Dort College defenders trailed 7-5, the defenders used a 19-0 run to take control in the first half. Got up 24-7. Led at halftime 42-18, and roll to the 80-50 win in a game that really didn't feel that close. Dort College was led unofficially by Elise Marish with 15 points, 8 points for Micah Hulst off of the bench. We'll get to all the scoring in just a moment. For the York Panthers, they were topped by Marissa Maher with 11 points, and Doreen Lopez had 10. Here then are the numbers on the Wireless World postgame wrap. Dort College, 26 of 71, shooting for 36.6%, 8 for 24 on threes, 33.3%, 20 of 24 on free throws, 83.3%. For the Panthers, 16 for 60 from the floor, 26.7%, 3 for 21 on threes, 14.3%, 15 of 17 on free throws, 88.2%. Dort College narrowly out-rebounded York, 47 of 46, 18 offensive, 29 defensive for the defenders, 15 and 31 for the Panthers. Panthers had 34 turnovers. Dort College had 21 turnovers. Dort College had 18 steals. York had 11. For the defenders, they were led by Elise Marish with 15 points, 12 points each for Kara Van Dyke and Danelle Bone, 9 points for Abby Chapman, 8 each for Kim Cruz, Jamie Cook, and Micah Hulst, 2 points for Jessica Jelsma, and 2 for Shea DeJager. Not sure if I told you about Danelle Bone. She had 12, all of them in the first half, on three-point baskets. For the York Panthers, they were led by Marissa Maher with 11 points, 10 each for Corey Menjeres and Doreen Lopez, 6 for Courtney Swope, 5 for Zenoria Eccles, 5 for Elizabeth Maher, and 2 for Courtney Hammett, and 2 for Alyssa Becker. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And we also have viewers and listeners via our webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. The Dort College defenders victorious in their season opener by a final score of 80-50. Over the York College Panthers, haven't spotted Coach Craig Steensma yet, but he'll be making his way out shortly, and we will visit postgame with the coach as we wrap up the Wireless World postgame show. The Dort College defenders victorious 80-50, and Coach Steensma has taken a seat beside me in a fast-paced game for your first outing this evening, Coach, and this felt like you got York going a little bit faster than they probably felt comfortable with, especially in that first half when you went on a 16-0 run.
Right. That was I think that run was just by just keep pushing the ball and playing fast, and you know, it kind of broke their momentum a little bit. I know they led early, and then you know, we had a really nice run. I thought that was probably the best we played during the game, was during that time, and I think we utilized our bench pretty well tonight. I was pretty happy about that as well.
Yeah, taking a look at those bench players, and I'm looking through the lineup, and you had, by my count, 10 players who played at least 13 minutes, and you talked about your depth being a factor early this season, and you were able to play to that tonight. 10 players with 13 minutes, that's a good start.
Right, and I think each of those players probably on this team, they contribute something different. You know, Micah gives us some great defense and rebounding, and Jamie scores points and kind of is a director of traffic in the back of the defense. You know, each person provides something different for us, some three-point shooting, some just tough defense. So you can look for us to utilize a lot of people this year, and I think that's the way we have to play.
Taking a look at what you allowed York, 26% free throw shooter, that isn't necessarily going to win you ball games, but it is going to keep you in ball games if your defense can limit teams to under 30% shooting.
Right. I think you hit it on the head. You know, we should be able to limit teams a little bit defensively, and you know, we just have to continue to get better defensively and just integrate a lot of people into the defensive philosophy that we want to do in the half court. I didn't think we played very well half court defensively, and I thought we were pretty sloppy. You know, I just thought we've been better in practice, and if you'd looked at what we did on Tuesday against Augustana versus tonight, you know, we definitely had a lot better night on Tuesday, but we'll take the win to start the year, and we just have to kind of take the win and take the good and bad with it, and kind of try to figure out the bad and what we can do to try to capitalize on those things and improve.
Now you've got a week before you play in North Dakota, Valley City State and Jamestown, typically two very good teams, and that has been our season opener in years past. Today you got that first game of the year out of the way, so maybe a little different setting when you head to North Dakota next weekend.
Right. I was kind of hoping to and tried to and worked pretty hard to schedule a game, any game, here at home or around here before we go up there, just to have played. And, you know, there's something different, Mike, you know that from being around sports all your life. There's something different to have actually played versus having a scrimmage. And I wanted to have that first one out of the way and so we can go up there feeling like, you know, they always play four games or so before we get up there. So now we kind of are an even playing field, and we'll see what we can do next week.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and get back to it next week.
Thank you very much, Mike. I know you have a very, very busy weekend, and we appreciate your work.
Sounds good. I will talk to you next week. That's Coach Craig Steensman. That is going to do it for today's broadcast of Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Once again, the Dort College defenders victorious over the York College Panthers by a final score of 80-250. Next broadcast tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff, Dort College versus Northwestern from Open Space Park in Sioux Center. We'll have that game for you tomorrow afternoon on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, that's the Wireless World postgame wrap. I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.